7:45 at WGCL. Time to check in with Joe Smith on a special Wednesday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
We doing, Glass Man?
Good. Busy night. New tenants at Andy Moore Field and Bart Kaufman Field as the Northsiders and Southsiders got together for some softball and baseball action. Had a little Splitsville last night, but Joe, gorgeous weather. That might not be the case this weekend. Two great city teams battling it out on the softball and baseball diamonds. Tell us what we saw last night.
Well, I tell you, a beautiful night to play the diamond game, be it baseball or softball. Solid crowds on a rival night, both in Bloomington and over in Ellensville, as a pair of old rivals got down to it, North-South, Edgewood and Owen Valley. The Battle of the Bypass at Bart Kaufman and Andy Moore, as expected, generous crowds on hand at both IU venues. Watch veteran senior right-hander Kenzie Ridge do her thing in the circle as Emily Kron's North Cougars snapped a three-game losing streak and shut out South 4-0, a route-going 12-strikeout, one-walk night. Meg Montgomery's Panther Bats quieted to the tune of two hits. Cindy Chambers and Katie Getz getting those on a night when base runners were far and few between for the purple and white. The maroon and gold played errorless free ball at Andy Moore and registering its third straight win in the bypass series. Counterpart Addie Benham on the mound allowed six hits. Casey Wisely had two of those, knocked in a run. Ridge helped herself with a hit and RBI, and so did leadoff veteran Emily Leifert. The Cougars now 9-3, and they jumped to 3-1 to stay in contention for the Conference Indiana title. Out at Bart Kaufman, senior center fielder Tyler Van Pelt, the Chris Lemonis recruit, got a, well, an up-close and personal view and feel for his future collegiate home, the belting out a couple of triples, knocking in two, and scoring three times as Phil Klusener's Panthers beat the Cougars of Richard Hurt 7-1. Junior right-hander Alex Franklin, another IU recruit in time, but he has his senior year out in front of him yet. But he's pitching well in his junior campaign in another complete game, 7-strikeout effort, losing his shutout in the last of the seventh last night on Ben Friel's RBI fielder's choice. Franklin, who bats cleanup for Phil Klusener, had a couple of hits, knocked in one. He, Van Pelt, and Bryce lose. Combined, they were 6-of-8 Tuesday night, 5 RBI and 3 runs scored, sending Dylan Steele to his second loss of the season. Steele just had trouble with location last night, walking 5, not reaching the third inning. By that time, South had a 4-0 lead. Will Klein had a couple of hits and scored that run in the 7th for the Cougars. Brad Hartman and Tommy Richardson also had RBI nights for South, who picked up its first Conference Indiana win. They're now 7-5, North 0-3 in the league, 4-8 currently going into the weekend. Well, why don't you have yourself a night, Grace Brettfeld? Vic Hammett's designated player knocked in 5 on 2 hits, including hitting her second grand slam of the spring, this coming over the course of the last 5 days, but it was her RBI double, the game winner, in Edgewood's 8-6 win over Owen Valley. The Mustangs needed all 3 runs they got in the 5th after Owen Valley tied things at 5 in their half of the inning. Carly Bland got her 6th win, only allowing 2 earned runs. Edgewood now 3-1 in the WIC East, and the two teams will play again tonight over at Owen Valley at 5:30. Meanwhile, on the baseball field, Bob Jones Mustangs and Ermal Clark picked up 4 runs in the 3rd to beat the Patriots 7-5, its 10th win. And like the girls, are 3-1 in the WIC East. Joe Keto and Tanner Colby, two-hit nights. Connor Morton knocked in 3, and Philip Carroll, he got the win, and Curtis Cowden came out of the pen for his 3rd save of the year, and a return engagement for the fellows tonight on the ball diamond over in Spencer starting at 5. Meanwhile, a great day to play golf, and Dustin Carver's South Panthers up to 4th this week in the state coaches poll, toured Otis Park and beat 12th-ranked B&L by 5 shots, firing a 303 team total. Medalist again, Joe Weiler, the senior, on his way to Purdue. Again, a 3-under-69. Ben Lewis, Brent Knorr, and Tanner Shapiro all sub-80. Gary Lee's Mustangs toured the Ridge Course out of the gates. They lost a nine-holer to Martinsville by seven shots. Team medalist was Noah Brooks, who had a career-best 42. Track and field on Tuesday night, Michael Doering's Mustangs back in the win mode, beating Brown County and Martinsville in a three-way over in Nashville. We had six individual winners and plenty of solid depth points last night. Austin Haskett won the two-mile. Wyatt Blake, the pole vault. Nathan Boland, the 110 hurdles. Tyler Strickland took care of the 300 hurdles. Colton Bowman won the discus, and Noah Beasy, a career best 20 feet 9 inches to win the long jump. Brian Rosenberg's girls finished second to Brown County. Veronica Presson won the 800. Kaylee Meyer, the mile. Amber Verkrumba, the high jump. And Jada Leonard, the discus. Meyer and Presson also ran legs on the winning 2 mile relay team for Edgewood, along with Stephanie Foster and Celine Horney. Don't forget, In the Zone, David Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
It is Wednesday morning. Special guest this morning, Margaret. We bring on, not special, Joe's always here, but it's a special Wednesday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm back. How you guys doing?
Good. Sunshine.
Hey, Margaret, I got a question.
Whoop. Yes.
You remember sometime last winter, I asked you, do you mend leather coats?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I don't have to ship mine off. I'll bring it
you
in.
You don't know. There are some things we can't do, but in general, most leather work we can handle.
Okay, it's that leather coat I wear in the winter.
Right, I know. I'm very familiar with that.
Glasses promised me we're not going to have any blizzards or snow in May. So
hey, I gave you one winter. You were good. You didn't need to wear that
jacket. It's a good time to check out your pockets and stuff too, because
find that $20.
Good time to replace
those. All right. Well, I'll loan my coat to you then.
There you go.
Take
awesome.
Care of it.
I can do that.
Thank you.
And we don't want Joe to catch a cold. That's exactly right, especially during basketball season when it's busy. Hey, the weather was great last night. We had a chance to see it here in Bloomington, the Battle of the Bypass. Two great games out there, not affected by weather. And the Chris Lemonis-led Indiana Hoosier baseball team, Joe, they gave up their home field yesterday for the North and South Siders, and they took over the Indianapolis Indians field at Victory Field. Well, they might want to stay up there and play a little bit more. Joe, that was a good walk-off win last night. Tell us all about it.
Well, hopefully gaining some momentum ahead of this weekend's crucial Big Ten showdown with league leader Maryland coming to town Friday night. Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers with a 10-inning walk-off win Tuesday night at Victory Field in Indianapolis, beating Ball State 4-3. After visiting Riley's Children's Hospital and meeting with the kids earlier in the day when the Hoosiers bussed up to Indianapolis in the early part of the afternoon, they got out on the diamond and eventually got a Matt Gorski base knock with two out in the bottom of the 10th, scoring Laren Eustace, Indiana's 22nd win of the year. Gorski, the freshman first sacker, had a couple of hits on the night along with Alex Krupa. He's back in the leadoff spot now after missing Sunday's game at Michigan with back spasms. Tony Butler had a couple of knocks, as did Ryan Feynman. Matt Lloyd blew the save, but he picked up his third win of the season. So now Indiana, as we mentioned earlier in the week, standing sixth in the Big Ten. Eight teams make it to the Big Ten tournament, which Indiana hosts starting May the 24th, obviously. They'd like to make it into the top four, and they could do a little damage here as Maryland comes to town 12-3. The Hoosiers 8-6-1 in the league. Right now they stand 6. So they open up things Friday. We'll keep an eye on the sky with thunderstorms and rain a good part of the weekend, but the first pitch Friday night out at the BART will be at 6:05. Well, they were dressed to the nines the other night. The IU Department of Intercollegiate Athletics honoring its student athletes at Fred Glass's 7th annual Spirit of Indiana Showcase put on at the auditorium. The showcase, as it's been pretty much all through the years that Fred has put this on, honoring the year-end awards for our kids from 2016-17, the highlight of the evening Monday night, was the presentation of the Spirit of Indiana Director's Award given out by Fred Glass to a couple of student-athletes that best represent the Spirit of Indiana, 24 sports, one team. And this year's honorees, Sydney Klup, Track and field outstanding for Ron Helmer and Rashard Fenn off of Tom Allen's football team. Clute is just getting started. I mean, she is the 2016 indoor and outdoor Big Ten champion in the pole vault and an outdoor first-team All-American last year. So far this year, just outstanding. She has the best collegiate mark in the nation right now and tops in the Big Ten, and the outdoor Big Ten's coming up right around the corner. Clute is also the Student Athletic Council president this year and is currently working toward a master's degree. And Rashard Fant giving up a look at the pros, coming back for another campaign. Second-team All-America selection. He'll be in that defensive secondary for Coach Allen this fall. Also, the Big Ten honor, the Big Ten medal, which represents the, well, the oldest collegiate conference, 102 years of giving this out by the conference, and Indiana's honorees, Caramia Cerrigos in softball, and the men's honoree Monday night was strongman Derek Creveston of Todd Yeagley's soccer team. Derek just an outstanding, well, he's won three academic All-Big Ten honors and appeared in 59 matches, earning 57 starts for Coach Todd in his career. Cerrigos currently has 8 home runs, hitting well, .305 for Michelle Gardner, and she'll continue to do that this weekend as the women open up. They're 8-9 now in the league play, so things perking up a bit within the league for the softballers. They'll be at Michigan Friday night to open a 3-game series. Mentioning opening up things, the Big Ten tennis tournaments get underway for the women and the men. Both on Thursday, Romero Asquith's women will look for a little revenge. They play as the 10th seed there over at Illinois to take on 7-seeded Iowa tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. They lost to the Hawkeyes earlier this year, 6-1, so they're looking for a little revenge to move its season on. The Hoosiers' top doubles team of Madison Appel and Kim Schmieder come into the match 28-7, ranked 52nd nationally, and Appel has a record right now of 16-14, playing the one single spots for IU. And mentioning tennis, Jeremy Wertzman's fellas, they have the 9th seed. They'll be at Purdue this weekend, and they play tomorrow against A-seeded Minnesota. Don't forget, in the zone, David Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6.
Oh, we're in the glass sometimes. That happens.
Yeah, you're in the glass. You know. It's just
morning,
easier to
noon,
say
night.
Dave's name first.
It is. Dave and Glass. It's
Glass and Dave. It doesn't sound right now.
No, it doesn't. Kind of sounds like Sam and Dave.
You, but no.
And it's alphabetical order. That's usually how you do it if you can't figure it out anyhow.
I'm pretty regimented, so it just sounds better.
Then it rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
Thursday
and I still
night.
Screw it up at times.
That's right. Thursday night's the NFL draft, so we'll preview what we think the Colts are going to do. They've got plenty of picks. That's the good news, and they've got plenty of holes to fill. We'll see if we can read Chris Ballard's mind and see what direction he's going to take. He's told us, Joe, through the media that it's going to be the best player available, and he's not going to waver from that. So we'll see who falls then. I believe the Colts take 15th. Does that sound right? Somewhere right in there?
Yeah, I think they are 15th, yeah.
We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll review Archie Miller's comments. He met with the print media yesterday, had a little get-to-know-you 30-day review session. And we'll kind of sift through his comments to see what we can pick out. The one thing that jumped off the page, Joe, is you didn't hear much talk about Thomas Bryant yesterday. In not a lot in those comments at all. So with a piece that big, the instinct in me says, well, it sounds like his decision's been made then for the next level. That's not been announced. It's not official. I'm just connecting the dots I don't see in moving forward there, because you heard plenty of talk about James and Robert Johnson.
What is that? That deadline's what? May 14th to make up the
something
finals.
Like that. There's plenty of time left in it.
And the combine is what? Early part of May, isn't it?
I think so. Right.
I mean, there'll be some days there after the combine. One nice thing
off.
About all involved, of course, we know OG's going pro. But
right.
With the other three, it's going to be a good experience for him to head up there and participate now. It'll be up to them to see exactly where they feel their stock is with certain teams.
Yep, and some people, and I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth, they don't want to go to college anymore. They want to be paid to play basketball, and heck, I can't blame them. They want to work for a living.
Everybody,
well, do it.
You know, there's a limited time these guys have to do that.
Exactly, Margaret.
So it's understandable why you end up with a situation like
I'm
that.
I'm pretty much a long-term guy myself. So, yeah, I always think in long term. But you know, it's what they feel is right for them now. So
exactly,
it's their decision.
And until it's announced, it's not announced, and we'll announce it when it's announced. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Reds in the afternoon today looking to avoid the sweep in Milwaukee. Lost 9-1 last night. Eric Thames hit another home run. That's 8 off the Reds this year, 11 overall. Cubbies win, Cardinals fall. Reds Cardinals Friday is our next broadcast game. That's the next time we'll talk to you as well.
Yeah, Friday. You're looking forward to it and lining up the weekend.
So let's hope the weather improves by then, or we won't have much to talk about on Monday. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, you got to pull your magic again.
I will. So. We'll try to do that.
All righty.
Good stuff as always, my friend.
All righty. See you,
Joe,
guys.
Joe, have a lovely week.
You as well. Have a great weekend, Margaret.
Thank you.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Wednesday morning special edition.